Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
Our charity of the week this week is the Salvation Army. We've got Captain Rachel with us, and we've also got Debbie White from the Debt Advice Service. Rachel, I'm going to come to you again first, because you are so many different things to different people, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. I was speaking to somebody just last week, and they said, I love the Salvation Army, and I love working for the Salvation Army, because we can turn on a sixpence, and we can see a need and adjust and meet that need. And it kind of blew me away, and I thought, wow, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't know how you keep it all in your head. I really don't. There's so much going on. How long have you and Captain Dylan been here now?
We've just over 7 years.
Yeah.
So this is our 8th year on the island.
So, and you've seen a lot of change, because of course you've got the new building for one thing, which is huge. But I mean, you talk about turning on a sixpence. What are some of those sort of big changes that you've seen since you've been here?
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful to be up on the Isle of Man Business Park in our new building. It's a wonderful facility and opened, lots of doors. And we've got the facility to do all sorts of things. And so some of the changes that we've seen is the debt advice service that's been launched. And the new building that's got new things going on, our community relief program where we can help those that are really in desperate need. The toddler group, which is chaos on a Wednesday morning, but absolutely love it with the toddlers all over our community space. And and a new lunch club that's on its way. So we're really excited about that and being able to meet the needs of people that are isolated and lonely and bring them into community.
And you mentioned as well, the lunch club is one of those new projects where you're going to need some help from people. Aren't you looking for volunteers for that, aren't you?
Yeah, we're absolutely needing volunteers to help just to greet people and sit talking to people. If anybody likes working in the kitchen, that would be awesome to get some help in the kitchen, or people that perhaps enjoy washing up. There's all sorts of opportunities to volunteer for our luncheon club. So just get in touch if you're interested.
You really are at the heart of the community, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's a lovely thing to be. You mentioned the debt advice service there. We've got Debbie White with us as well. Lovely to see you again.
Thank you,
Debbie.
Thanks.
And this is, we've talked about this over the past couple of years, it's not gotten any easier. It is a difficult time for people right now when it comes to finance, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I think some of the cases that we're running at the moment are getting more and more complicated for people because the resilience isn't there anymore. I mean, we always say to people to, if you can, try and keep the two months salary in your savings, just for that resilience thing, because we don't know what's coming down the track, and we aren't in control of some of the decisions that are being made, you know, by our government, our employers. There's all that stuff that we have no idea about for next year. So we do sort of talk around sort of looking at that. But yeah, I think this coming season, we've already had an uplift in people contacting us. We're having at least one person a day contacting us. So over the last 2 months, so that's 60 new inquiries since September. So it's continuing. So we've had to go to a wait list. So depending on the triage of the severity of someone's situation, depends on how quickly you get to meet with an advisor at the moment. But that doesn't mean to say don't contact us, because it's really important to actually reach out, because there are some warning signs out there for people, particularly things like, you know, when you say no, I won't go to a social event because I'm worried about my money, or maybe they don't share situations, or they start to becoming withdrawn. Those are real warning signs that maybe something else is going on in a family.
And of course, as you mentioned, the season, we're coming up to Christmas. It's the hardest time of all, isn't it, really? And I'm assuming you're seeing different people now than you were maybe seeing a couple of years ago, because the pressures are different now. It's not just the day-to-day living. It's things like, if you're a family, your children, when it comes to Christmas, I mean, the expectations of things like branded clothing, they want technology. You have to have the biggest, the best, the most expensive, don't you?
Yeah. I think this time of year is always a pressure on families. But then I think about my own family, and I remember the things that I remember as a someone over 40 is that I remember the experiences and the fun that we had. And there's a story that we had got as a family which don't have time for today, but my mum didn't wear the appropriate clothing for something, and she totally missed out on the event because she didn't have closed in shoes and we all were in the ice experience and she wasn't, because she was making sure we were all clothed. So, but it's actually making sure that actually we have fun with our children and have the joy of Christmas and all the lights and the fun of that. And sometimes you do that quite cheaply, and maybe being realistic about who the man in red is a little bit, because there has to be the excitement of Christmas, but actually sometimes talking to our children more appropriately about how he gets paid might be easier for people in the future, maybe.
Well, we always knew as children Father Christmas brought us some of our presents, but you know, we knew that our family were going to provide some of them for us as well. We had a mix, which was always quite a nice way of putting it, because I suppose your children then also understand that it's also coming out of the pockets of your parents too.
I think saying that to children and actually helping them understand that actually Santa actually does have a budget to work within, working with that.
Yeah. If someone does want to contact you and wants to get on this waiting list, Debbie, how do they do that?
Yeah, so we've got an email. So we know some people don't want to talk to us. So the email address is iomdas@salvationarmy.org.uk, and just detail your situation, particularly if there's something quite severe happening. Maybe there might be an eviction, or you're losing a service such as gas or electric. That's going to get our attention straight away, and we need to make sure we prioritise those things. That doesn't discredit anyone else, but it just means that those people who are losing those services need to be prioritised. But also we've got a telephone number, which is 675 702, but also we've got a free phone number, because we know not everybody's got credit on our phones, because they're expensive to run as well, and we talk about what we give them for Christmas, and that number is 0808 1624 606.
And is it just advice you provide, or are you able to do sort of practical assistance for people? What can you do for them?
So the Debt Advice Service, being a regulated financial service, doesn't have access to any funding. That comes from the charity if someone met the criteria for the charity. So the team actually looks at people's finances, help people to budget better, because actually that's part of this issue is money management. I mean, I didn't go to school and learn money management. I could just about do fractions when we left, you know, if we remember back to our school days. But actually, when it comes to how we support people, it's about looking at what payments maybe we could hold and ask creditors to hold whilst your situation recovers from that financial shock, which could be a loss of a job. It could be overtime that's been finished. It may be that someone's working in hospitality and they're working winter hours, and now they've not got to look at, hey, I can't afford my visa bill. And so maybe talking to those people, it doesn't mean people can't do that directly, because they can. All of the creditors can take direct approaches, but sometimes people might feel a little bit uncomfortable asking. Maybe they know the people, you know, going into your bank, we all know each other. Mm-hmm. So actually sometimes having a third party independently asking these questions is a little easier for people.
And it's one of those things, it's only going to get more and more of an issue, I suppose. I mean, especially got the likes of AI coming in now which could affect people's jobs. And there's no shame in it. That's the thing, isn't it? It's just, if you're going for some advice, getting some help, actually what you're doing is taking the first step to sorting out your problems.
Yes, that's right. And we actually have a statement on our wall, which we make clients accountable to, make us accountable to, which is by Maya Angelou. And she says, "I learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how we made them feel." And that's what we ask people to make ourselves accountable to in the Debt Advice Service. Please never feel judged by our team. We do that enough ourselves. Mm-hmm. We beat each other up. We beat ourselves up. So come to us. Come and have a conversation. I've just come from a conversation just now, which was quite difficult. But actually, the person felt so safe in the building, talking to me in a meeting, to actually say where they're at. And it's really important to share that, because sometimes we can't share it with our family because they're a little bit too close.
Well said. I would suggest, Rachel, that actually that quote, that Maya Angelou quote, sort of fits the army in general, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, it works really well, and it's really good for us to have that up on the wall and to be reminded of that on a daily basis.
And of course, we're talking about debt advice and talking about this time of year, it being Christmas. One of the things that you will do and have done for many years now, which helps people in need, is the Toy Appeal, which has been launched now. How is it going? And because it's a big effort from you all, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really big project of ours every Christmas time. And so we launched it on the 1st of November. Our toy appeal runs throughout November. Sometimes it feels a little bit early and Christmas is not quite here yet, but obviously we need to collect all those toys in and then organise them, sort them, pack them all again into for each individual child and get them out in time for Christmas. And so toys can be donated to any of the Isle of Man Bank branches or the Entertainer on Strand Street. And yeah, we're really excited once again about this Christmas, and we're really grateful to the Isle of Man public. They are so generous. Every year we get ourselves into a little bit of a panic thinking we're never going to have enough as all of the referrals come in. But every year we always do. And so, yeah, we're relying on the Manx public to be generous as always and to give in our toy appeal.
And they always do, as you said. It's amazing. I've been down there sort of watching you all wrap them in some years, and it is extraordinary the amount of toys. I mean, do you know how many referrals you tend to get on a yearly basis?
We usually have around 500 children that are referred to us every year, from birth right up to 16-year-olds. So, yeah, it's quite a significant number, and they get a whole Santa sack of toys, lots of different things, from colouring books to teddy bears to Lego sets and everything in between.
What do you usually need more of? What are you usually short of each year?
There's usually a couple of things, baby toys, toys for children, for babies under 12 months, especially. We always tend to be short of those. We always say, remember the teenagers. We know they're difficult to buy for, but toiletries and hats, scarves, gloves, socks, things like that are great for the teens, and chocolate. Who doesn't love a bar of chocolate? And sometimes, actually, we find a difficult age group around 9, 10-year-olds, especially boys.
Yes, I have nephews. I know how difficult that
Lego
is.
Lego is always a great option.
Legos, I would be happy with Lego, to
we love
be fair.
The Lego.
We do love the Lego. And of course, they all need to be new, don't they, and unopened.
Yeah, absolutely. New and unopened. It's what we would want to give to our children, and we want to value our community and the kids that we're supporting.
And Debbie, this must make a huge difference to families.
Yes, in fact, actually, I've just been doing my list to refer people today. So, yeah, it makes a huge difference, because when you're struggling with money, money worries is actually, how am I going to put something under the Christmas tree? And so, it's just amazing that the Manx public always come through for us. And like Rachel says, you know, we always get a little bit, you know, is it going to work? And then suddenly the whole gifts arrive and we're like, wow, it's overwhelming almost. And then you're trying to pack a bag for someone and you're like, what shall I put in? In it, so like, it's a big responsibility. it is really important, and so thank you to the community for that, because without your help we couldn't pass on this love gift to these kids. And it's not their fault they're in any situation, and it's not anyone else's fault that they're in a situation. Sometimes these situations just come left field without realizing, and so actually having this love gift from our community is great.
And Rachel, that's a toy appeal. But as you mentioned, obviously you are a charity, and you know you need money to keep doing what you're doing, the wonderful work that you're doing. How do people support you on that front?
Yeah, I mean, people are really generous at Christmas, and if you want to give a financial donation, that would be absolutely amazing. But as a charity, we run throughout the year, and people are in need throughout the year, and we do help them and support them in so many different ways. And so we appreciate that financial support and assistance, whether that comes at Christmas time or any time throughout the year.
So how do they contact you, and how do they actually donate? What are some good ways to do this?
Yeah, we have lots of, we have a Just Giving page. The link is on our Facebook page. It's on our website. You can send in a check or cash, turn up at the office if you want to give a donation in person. And we can always do receipts as well. Just ask us.
And there's also, people often talk about legacy donating as well, which is quite a good way of giving, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been generous over the years from the Manx public, and I've had legacies that have really helped us and supported us in the work that we do from year to year.
Tell us a little bit more about Lunch Club, because this is a new project, isn't it, Rachel?
Yes and no. So Lunch Club is something that we ran at the Citadel for like decades. And then had to pause because of the building project and not having a kitchen and a facility. And so we've been working really hard, recognising, you know, that there's a need in the community. There's people experiencing loneliness. There's people that want warm spaces. There's people that don't particularly or can't cook for themselves. And we will be providing a lovely three-course meal at a really good value. And so there's lots of layers and lots of levels that that we can help and support people through a luncheon club. So, yeah, we're really excited about being able to relaunch something that we've actually done for years.
And how do people come along to that and take advantage of that?
So there's some information on our Facebook page, if anybody wants to have a look there. It's going to run on a Tuesday. People can arrive from 11:30 for a hot drink and a chat. And then the lunch will be served from 12. And then afterwards, there's going to be like a friendship group, so people can stay for the afternoon and spend an hour or so in friendship. Just have a look on our Facebook page. It launches the 27th of January. And if they want any further information, they can just give us a ring.
Something to look forward to in the new year, which is always good. And Debbie, I think, you know, for most people, we think the Isle of Man doesn't have problems like this. I think there's a certain amount of invisibility when it comes to struggles with the likes of food poverty, homelessness, that sort of thing, isn't there?
There is. I've had a couple of clients just recently who've come with quite needy situations. And I just think it's important to send the message out that the food bank exists. I know it's signposting to another charity on our charity of the peel, you know, our day today, but we work very closely with them. And that some people think that, you know, maybe because I'm on my own or I don't have children, that actually I can't access their services. You totally can. They have a free phone number as well, so just Google them and find out their information. There are people who are sofa surfing, who are struggling. There are people who are living in hotel accommodation as part of the homelessness pathway. So if you have family members, just reach out to them. Just be family over this period, over these next few weeks as we go towards Christmas. Just be family to each other.
I think that's one thing, isn't it, that we've got going for us on the Isle of Man, is that we are a close community, aren't we? So really, no one should go unnoticed if they are having problems.
No. You'd like to hope that. But it's about taking time. And I think that's the problem we've got in this day and age, is there's just not enough time, is there? And there's a lot of need out there. But having a listening ear, allowing someone to tell their story, like I said earlier about that Maya Angelou statement, is actually sitting down, listen to someone's story so that they can actually process that. We talk about that in our team, that sometimes until you process the words and actually speak them out to a human being, you can't then weigh the words of what you're saying. And until you weigh the words, you can't then respond.
Beautifully said. And of course, it's very easy for us to help the food bank as well every time we go to the supermarket.
Just throw something in. It could be Christmas stuff. I think one of the things they struggle over Christmas are Christmas appropriate things. So all of those little, you know, extra bits that we all like to put on our tables, perhaps put some of those in this year.
And, you know, we were saying, obviously, Salvation Army and all the charities on the Isle of Man, always in need of volunteers. Yeah. And that's something you're looking for with the Debt Advice Service as well.
Yeah, that's right. We do need people to help, because first and foremost is safeguarding the client, safeguarding us. So it's always having two people in a meeting if we possibly can. I think people get worried when you start using the word debt, you know, because it's got that such negative connotation. But actually, when we ask for volunteers, we don't necessarily need people who have money management skills. We just want people who are confidential, first and foremost. Being a regulated service, we need to be able to have that confidence. So if you've worked in statutory services, then you're well used to stuff like that. You know, if you're a social worker or something and you're retiring, it's a really good place to perhaps do something different. But we just want people to come and do in whatever capacity people feel they think they might be able to give back. That might be someone who's got some administration skills. It could be someone who just wants to come and do photocopying and play with our photocopier, because I don't particularly enjoy playing with it. in whatever capacity, come and have a chat to us. And if it doesn't work for us, then it might be with someone else within the team. The wider team might be able to make use of that person. So absolutely, if you've got some time, you want to give back, please come and get in touch with us.
And I'm guessing it doesn't have to be a lot of time.
No, I mean, with the Debt Advice Service, we'd like to have a regular commitment if we can. We tend to say, you know, at least 2 hours in the morning or an afternoon, because client appointments can be 2 hours, and there might be some actions that come out of meetings, and asking our team to take some of those actions, things like referrals to other charities such as Food Bank. So it's, you know, it's important that we actually follow those up before the advisor runs back into another meeting. So actually, if they can stay for doing some of those actions, it's really good for that.
And coming back to the army side of things then, Rachel, Christmas, super busy time for you outside of the appeal as well, isn't it? You know, your doors tend to be open for people over Christmas. You do some wonderful things in the community over this time, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. The popular term within the Salvation Army is Christmas crazy, because Christmas time is really crazy. We're obviously a church as well as a charity, so we have all of our carol services and church events and lots of things like that that are going on. Our brass band is out and about Christmas caroling, and we'll be on Strand Street every Saturday during December. We have Christmas parties and celebrations for all the different groups that go on within the week. We have the toy appeal. We also support families and those in financially in need with vouchers at Christmas time, with the aim of providing a Christmas Day meal for them to be able to buy for themselves. So that's a massive undertaking as we take all the referrals and organise all of that. So yeah, Christmas crazy.
I should say good luck with it, really.
Just starting,
I know. Well, just remind people then how they can get in touch with you. First of all, with anything to do with the Army, Rachel, where do they go?
Our website is the best place. Everything's up there for carol services, or even how to get in touch if you've got any questions. The toy appeal information is all on there. So just Google Isle of Man Salvation Army and it'll be there, right there at the top of the list.
And with regards to debt advice, Debbie, how do they get in touch with you?
It's iomdas@salvationarmy.org.uk.
1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.